You're listening to the Saffron Planet Foundations 2 audio series. For more audio content, please go to keshaweb.com.
Right. Good evening. Well done for staying so late. You're the hardcore. So we're going to be singing a few songs, but we're also going to go a little bit off-piste and see what God does. And if I can just open and just ask God to be with us. So Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We pray, Lord, that you would bring restoration and encouragement, strengthening, refreshment, so that even though we're staying so late, that actually we'll go from this place refreshed in you. So Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. In Jesus' name, amen. So this first song is called Let the Morning, and it's based on David's Psalm 143. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. Let the evening bring a song. For to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies. For I hide myself. Shall I tell you the story of when my teddy bears became Christians? Well, I was only a little girl, probably 8 or 9, I think. I couldn't sleep one night. So I got out of bed, and I took my little tiny teddy bears, and I lined them up in different rows, and I started preaching to them, "Our Father who art in heaven, you know, God is your Father." So I went through the Lord's Prayer. Something very unexpected happened. God just filled the room with his glory. And I had never encountered the Holy Spirit before that time. But just there, in the middle of the night, a little girl teaching her little teddy bears the Lord's Prayer, there God met with me. And that was a point where I really met the Holy Spirit for the first time. And we can invite the Holy Spirit to come, but we can't command him because he's unexpected. He's not tame, he's wild and he's beautiful and he's spontaneous and unexpected. So this song is called Holy Spirit, You're Welcome. And I got the twins. Woo! Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We're longing that you'll come and fill us here. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We're longing that you'll come and fill us here. And I have come to worship. And I have come surrendered. And I have come to seek you in this place. Come as a hurricane or gentle breath? Will you shine like the sun or pour like the rain? Will you soar like an eagle or fly like a dove? Show me Jesus. Whisper a secret or convict me of sin. There's no condemnation, restore me within. Will you flow like a river or bound like the waves? Show me Jesus. I wait for you. This next song is quite fun. When I first qualified and I was working, I didn't want anyone to know that I was a Christian. Not because I was ashamed of Jesus, but because as a perfectionist, I want to be this amazing Christian that showed the love of Jesus. And actually, in a very high pressurized and difficult job, that was not easy to do. So there was one particular time that I was working from Friday morning through to Monday night with no breaks. It's illegal now, but that nevertheless, that was my shift. So by Sunday night, I'd had 20 minutes sleep since Friday morning. I was very, very tired. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was on a hospital ward and I was exhausted. And I just lost my temper. I was in the treatment room and I had the equipment with me and I just chucked it across the room as hard as I could. I just said, God, I can't do this. And I felt the voice of the Holy Spirit and just said, come to the cross. And then it dawned on me, I'm not supposed to be able to do it. It's not about my righteousness, it's about his. It's not about my power, it's about the power of the resurrection. And shortly after that, I was, the next day, I was walking down the ward. And just on my right, there was this lady in an open ward who was dying of cancer. And she was on her own, and the Spirit of God came on me. And I went across to her and I picked up her hand and I just said, would you like me to pray for you? And she couldn't talk because she was so breathless. She was a very sick lady. But she emphatically nodded her head. So I drew the curtains, I sat down and I prayed with her. And as I prayed, the presence of God filled that ward. And she was crying her eyes out, not with pain, but with joy. Now, I didn't see Jesus. I didn't see the face of Jesus, but oh my goodness, I felt his presence. And what's more, as I looked into her face, it was like I was looking into the face of someone who was looking at Jesus. So we're not supposed to do it in our own strength. And this song's all about that. Christian that shines your light so strong. My actions and my words will tell of your love. But often with the pressure, the old self rises up, and suddenly there I have failed again. But you say now, come on, you're a daughter of the King, that's who you are. Not your righteousness, but mine. By the power of the Spirit, you will overcome. Let the word change you from within. Know that I delight in you. I want to be a Christian that shines your light so strong. But often I get scared of rejection. You've given me compassion. I don't want people lost. It's so hard to be bold with this truth. But you say now, come on, you're a daughter of the King, that's who you are. Let my light shine through your life. By the power of the Spirit, I will teach you how to pray. Let the word change you from within. Know that I delight in you. I want to be surrendered totally for you. But often life gets so distracting. I have let the busyness crowd you out again. I want to change, oh God, I'm sorry. But you say now, come on, you're a daughter of the King. yourself fires up in you. By the power of the Spirit, you will be transformed. Let the Word change you from within. Know that I delight in you. I want to see the sick healed when laying on of hands. The deaf will hear, the blind see, the dead rise. But trapped inside normality, the routine of my life, this ain't the life that I see in the Bible. But you say now, come on, you're a daughter of the King, that's who you are. Let my fragrance permeate around. By the power of the Spirit, you will see beyond the view. Let my word change you from within. And I will walk with you and love you and teach you. And I will talk to you and guide you. So listen, burn for me. Not for self nor anything, anyone. Burn for me. Not for self nor anything, anyone. Burn for me. Anyone from Kent? Woohoo! Well, I was born in Kent and grew up for part of my childhood there. And there's a beautiful place called Chilham. Have you been there? Well, not only does Chilham have the most amazing tea shop called the Copper Kettle, but also it's got an incredible church with a beautiful stained glass window. Now, I often used to cycle there as a child, and I loved this place. And this stained glass window really started teaching me about the Bible. So on the top, there are several of these stained glass windows in the church, but on the top layer is scenes from Jesus' life, and on the bottom is the linked Old Testament story. And it started to teach me that the Bible is not a series of parallel stories, but a network, a complex mesh of beautiful stories all leading to Jesus. So this song is inspired by this stained glass window, and it's about wood, and it's about the theme of wood running through the Bible with different characters. So we start off with Noah and his boat, then we move on to Moses as he put as he threw in the wood into the bitter waters. Then we've got Aaron and the almond tree, and then culminating in Jesus. The days were full of evil, but Noah followed God. Even when God said to Noah, there'll be a storm, so build a boat. And Noah, in obedience, took the wood and built that ark. 120 years of faith, for he'd never seen rain. The water was so bitter, and it tasted pretty grim. But instead of trusting God, they complained and made a din. And Moses, in obedience, took the wood and threw it in. Then it tasted like spring water, sweet and crystal clear. The almond tree, it blossomed, the first fruits of spring. The sweet side and the bitter showed the Savior to come. And Aaron, in obedience, took the rod and put it in to the wood and golden ark of the covenant. Hallelujah to the author of creation. You shone a light to Jesus. Hallelujah to the God of all creation. You showed the way to Jesus. The day was ever darkening, and they mocked and they jeered as the nails were driven in. Oh, what suffering he bore, but Jesus in obedience to a cross made of wood, but death could not enslave him, and he rose. Hallelujah to the author of creation. You showed the way to Jesus. Hallelujah to the God of all creation. You shone a light to Jesus.
So this next song is called The Secret Place. And it really, it's one of those songs that kind of defines the past year of really seeking God and finding him in a place of intimacy where it's just you and him. And the story behind this song is basically based on Ephesians 2 verse 6, which says that we're seated in heavenly places. And it was something that the Lord has challenged me on, that actually we are seated with him, and we can have full access to him at all times because we are raised with Christ. And after praying on this for many months, basically I encountered God in my room at night, just lying in my bed, and his presence just overwhelmed me. And after that experience, the song basically came out of wanting to go to that place again. Does that make sense? So wanting to encounter the presence of God in that big way resulted in this song. And like, I came up with the song, and I don't usually write. Olivia's a writer, so when you see a song from me, you know I'm serious about it. All right, so I'm just gonna start, okay?
Secret place with you, oh God, I wanna be with you, oh. Take me over, Lord, by your grace, oh. Dwelling place, take me deeper, take me deeper, take me deeper. Oh, take me to the secret place where find my freedom, where my soul finds rest in your presence, in your presence, in your presence. Oh Lord, I am to the secret place, take me to the secret place where I find my freedom, where my soul finds rest in your presence, in your presence, in your presence. Oh Lord, your presence, I am found in you. Oh, take me further into love, closer to your heart. I want to know you more. Let the place
nearly there. Just next one is a bit of a mashup. I co-wrote this with two composers you may have heard of. Not sure. Sibelius and Bach. Ever heard of them? Mates of mine, sort of. Well, anyway, I borrowed some of their music. So this next song is called Be Still. And it'll either minister to you or I'll send you to sleep. But considering the time, that's okay.
Still my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross. cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy strength will be renewed. My shepherd I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still waters. His goodness will lead me.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Saffron Planet Foundations 2 audio series. For more audio content, please go to keshaweb.com.